We've heard it time and time again. Downtown Jacksonville is really taking off. But Jacksonville Daily Record editor Karen Mathis tells us this is not a drill. Jacksonville's downtown redevelopment has finally reached a tipping point, and that is this week's business brief. Karen, within the past month alone, we have seen so many changes.
You're absolutely right. Since late June, just consider this. The Berkman Plaza 2 sold. The Ambassador Hotel sold. The BB&T Tower sold. 120 East Forsyth in there. And that was sold to become nightlife. Ron Chamblin with Chamblin's Uptown. He's going to be redeveloping the building next to his bookstore. And then you've got Shared Labs, which got incentives now, and they're going to hire 107 people at the Dial-Up Church building. Skip over to the South Bank. The District land sold, and the former Morton's Steakhouse property sold. That's just within the past month.
Why at this time is everything happening at the same time? Is it a coincidence?
Well, I think there's some coincidence, but there is a connection, and that is that two of these projects specifically, Berkman and the District, have been a long time coming, and the city has been working very diligently in trying to get those two projects off the ground. But in doing so, they've also generated a lot of interest and a lot of energy into what is happening downtown. And some of the buyers of these other properties have told me that's why they're buying in downtown Jacksonville. It's because they see this happening and they see a good deal downtown and they want to get in on the ground floor. Most of them said they're looking for more property.
An explosive month for growth in downtown. Do you see any slowdown in the near future?
Well, it's going to depend on the next steps for these, because now the properties have sold. What happens next? When does the District get off the ground? When do we see plans for the Berkman? When do the cranes set up to start this? When we see that, I think you're going to see a lot more momentum. Right now, we know it's coming. We think it's coming. But once it starts showing up, I think the momentum will really kick in more.
Karen Mathis is editor of the Jacksonville Daily Record. I'm WJCT News Director Jessica Palumbo.